Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Never fail to ruin a good song, do you?
It's a Boston song.
Yeah, you never pass on an opportunity to just ruin something. Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand on this Friday. Patriots in Baltimore, Sunday night against the Ravens. If they win the game, what does it mean? What's it mean to their season? What are we saying about this win? Is it a good win? Great win? Does it matter? It's just another win in a long line of wins. I mean, you think it's blowout city over here.
I'd say blowout city.
17 points? Isn't that what you said? That's a blowout. 17 points is a blowout.
Yeah, so it can't be a good win for you.
It can't be.
But
it
you
can't
said yesterday it's one of the toughest games of the year, right?
It can't possibly be a good win.
Tough environment, how you playing it, you handle yourself well, this would be a marquee win, a stamp win, even if you do blow them out.
Yeah.
Because you went down there and you waxed them.
Yeah.
Going into the bye. This would be marquee.
But you fully expect that to happen, so that sort of...
If you take care of business, I think you'd be fine. I think you're gonna be able to handle this team easily.
Okay, so if they win by a field goal, that can't be...
No.
That can't be a good one for you.
No, then if you dink around on offense and you have five possessions where four of them are punts and one's an interception, then that's a problem for me.
Yeah.
And a three-point win.
See, I think
another sloppy win.
I think there's sort of a wide range of things that could happen here in this game.
Oh, I agree with you
in terms of how this could be perceived.
Things get weird down there too. Games have gotten really, really weird down there.
First of all, they don't have a loss yet, so to say, oh, it'd be their worst loss. Well, yeah, it's to be their only loss, but it could be a bad loss, and it could also be a great win. It could go either way, and I know that's sort of strange to say, because usually you say, well, if it's going to be. If it could be a great win because you respect the opponent, how could you possibly say there's a bad loss in there? Well, bad loss in this sense. The Patriots should know that this is the game on their schedule, the first real test that they've had. It is. We should all be honest about this. This is it. This is the first real game on the schedule. The preseason is over. The long preseason that the Patriots have worked their way through those first eight games, that comes to an end. The real competition now begins with this game tonight. We've been talking about this for months. Baltimore, the bye, the 5 weeks coming out of it. That's when things get tough for the Patriots in their schedule. So here it is. It's arrived. It starts Sunday night. This is the first real test they have. So if in their first real test, they don't sort of rise to it or respond to the situation they're in, I think that looks bad for them. I think it does. But I also think there's a way that they play well and lose. And you look at it and say, well, they just got beat by a good team. I think all possibilities are on the table for what we say about it, which is strange. It's hard to peg what this will be. You could really say all things about this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Good loss, bad loss, good win or bad win.
The biggest thing you take going into this game.
Or mediocre win.
And fully understand about the other team where, okay, we never know how the team's going to react to what New England does, right? Because everything's different this year with the defense. One thing you do know, that when it's 4th and 11, that the team will punt instead of taking a penalty to drop them back to 4th and 16 and continue to go for it.
Okay, if they win by 17.
You won't be screwed up by coaching.
If they go down there and win by 17.
You should be getting ready for the stretch run.
Now. You should be thrilled.
Yeah. There ain't going to be anybody that's going to beat them.
Well, I don't know.
In the near future.
I'm not
near future.
I'm not making those claims.
I'd feel better about if you go out there and you take care of business here and you don't turn the ball over and you play really well and you win by 10 or more. You go into the bye, I'm going to feel a hell of a lot better going down into Philly than I do right now.
But if you go there and you don't
offense,
play well,
I'm ready for the offense to get going here. See, I think that's the biggest thing.
I think the possibility exists for the Patriots this weekend that if they go there and they don't play well, you know what happens? You know who starts to be right? Chris Carter. Chris Carter's right. I'd be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I've been saying for weeks, nope, this is going to hold up. The Patriots' defense is real. Yes, the competition has not been the best, but it will hold up, and it is sustainable against good teams. Well, all of a sudden, if you play a good team and the first one out of the gate, you don't play well? Well, guess what? You know who's going to be taking a victory lap on Monday morning? Chris Carter's taking a victory lap.
Yeah, those idiots. The national pundits, the Rob Parkers of the world.
All of them are taking their victory
lap. Rob Parker.
Why do you think they waited until now to say it?
You've got 2 weeks. 2 weeks to listen to that because you don't have the game the following week.
Right.
That's a timed take. They waited for the first 8 games, the easy part of the schedule,
and then
they come out and say it because they know that the tough part of the schedule is coming up, and they're not going to keep giving up 8 points a game or whatever they're giving up right now. They're going to give up more points. It's just going to happen.
Okay, but there's a difference.
The San Francisco 49ers have been a dominant defense. They gave up 25 points
giving
last
up
night.
More points and playing poorly. I said playing poorly. Well, I'll be able to know the difference. Giving up points is not the issue.
It's how
playing
you play,
poorly.
Yeah.
I don't think Chris Carter knows the difference. He sees 25 points, he's going to come out and say it anyways.
Well, right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
And I think the best thing, too, is
let's not get Chris Carter in trouble for something he hasn't done yet.
Let's stick to the argument of
if they play poorly, Chris Carter will rightfully be taking his victory lap.
The best thing that can happen is if it starts to click for the offense this week. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is a tight game, it's close, and all of a sudden Brady sort of puts it on his back like we've been used to. And I think that's the biggest thing holding people back here. Even though you're 8-0 and you're winning games, the quarterback's frustrated. You go out there and you roll on offense and you look like you're in rhythm. Now all of a sudden you become a scary, scary, scary team nobody wants to play. I think there's teams that look at you and say, you know what? We can muddy things up and beat them now. Like, this isn't the same Tom Brady type offense, and Patriots are ripe for the taking. Yeah, the defense is good. But to Chris Carter point, they haven't played anybody. You go out there and you roll on offense. On the road, hostile environment, everybody will be picking us.
That'd be good.
That'd be great. I think that's best case.
I mean, listen, I disagree with Chris Carter, but I can't fault him for picking up that topic after 2 weeks in which the Patriots completely made an embarrassment of the two quarterbacks they played. First, on a nationally televised Monday night game where the Jets looked absolutely pitiful and they made Sam Darnold look like a complete joke, and he's in a high-profile spot saying he sees ghosts. And then they've got Baker Mayfield pitching the football to a defensive lineman on the Patriots. No. I mean, the Patriots' last couple of wins have been a little bit more high profile than the other ones. And defensively, they've sort of embarrassed the last couple of teams with the 3 consecutive turnovers against Cleveland and the stupid play of Baker Mayfield, who is a high profile guy, regardless of what he is as a quarterback, and the Jets game, which was a complete embarrassment to the Jets. So he's picking that up at the right time. Because people are saying, this is ridiculous. Is this team and this defense that good, or are these other teams that bad? I mean, the timing of it, I don't find all that suspicious. And if Chris Carter says they're bad because they start allowing good points to teams like the Eagles or the Texans or Kansas City, then he's a fraud, and we'll call him a fraud. But if they play poorly, it's a different conversation. And if they play poorly in their first real test of the year, well, that's not a good sign. If they play well, it's a great sign.
Don't you kind of hope they give up of some points and the offense has to come back and do that?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
I want to see the offense get rolling.
I want to see the offense be put in a tough spot and have to score and do it.
I don't. I love this defense.
What's your call right
I want
right
this
now?
Defense to go out and kick ass.
I feel better about them to win a championship.
What's your go-to drive? What's your personnel group? Games online. What is it right now? I don't know if they have one. Maybe they find that out.
That's like reverting back to... They need Brady. They need the offense. Whereas I fully trust the defense to be able to win games all the way through.
Both. They're going
to
need both.
I think their offense is good enough as is. They'll be fine. I think they'll be fine. As long as their defense keeps playing the way that it can and it's capable of. And that doesn't mean allowing 6 points a week, but just continues to play the way that I know they can play. They will be fine all the way through. So, no, I'm not rooting for the defense to put the offense in a bad spot or need them to carry them back to a comeback. Nope, I want the defense to kick ass out of the gate every single game. It's different.
It's just not realistic, though.
Why not?
No team ever does that. The 2000 Bears gave up like 40 points to the Jaguars that year. I mean, the 2000 Ravens. The Bears gave up points in the 85. The teams give up points. It just never happens.
Well, what are you expecting?
There's never been a team in NFL history that's come out and dominated every single game.
Are you expecting them to go undefeated? They don't need to go undefeated. They can lose games.
Okay. I'm just saying the defense doesn't need to dominate every game. It's not realistic to say they're going to dominate every single game.
No, they just need to get to the point where they dominate the ones that they play after the regular season ends. They need to dominate their last three in a row. That's it.
Okay, you said I want to see them come out and dominate from the beginning every single
game. Right, I'm not rooting for them to not dominate in a game. You asked me if I want them to perform poorly, to see the offense have to put them in a position where they have to bring them back. No, I don't. I'm not looking for that. I'm not wishing for that to happen.
Well, if it happens, it's going to be a question
mark. If it happens, so be it. But I'm not looking for that to happen. I don't need that to happen because I think the defense can be just fine. You get to January, that defense can carry you. The offense, I'm not overly concerned with it because I'm not thinking that this offense at any point this season is going to be better than this defense. They're not. They're just not. And everybody needs to start accepting that. The defense is the dominant group on this team. 617-779-0985. We have Sundown Headlines coming up at 11:30. Huh. That's coming up next segment, followed by Read and React at 11:36. Your calls are coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gordon Lightfoot headlines coming up at 11:30.
You're nervous, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't want to screw this up. We want to get it right. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Chris in the car. What's up, Chris? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, boys. Zo, what's up? Here we go, boys. So I just want to, you know, I hear everybody all year long saying the Patriots have no offense. You know what? They don't have an offense. I watch every single down, just like everybody else here in New England. And Brady is frustrated. Brady is confused. But you know what, though? Like, everybody says when it's time to click, it's going to click. Because you know what? Now we're excited to watch the defense. But how many times can the defense get the Patriots on and off the field, score a quick touchdown, and then Brady's going to go right back in after a frustrating 3-0? It's really, really troublesome to see. I think we're going to win by 24 on Sunday. I don't think Baltimore's anything. Yes, 100%. No, that's what's going to happen though. Okay. Look at the numbers that we won by: 33-0, 35-7, 35-4. I mean, this crazy scores. And you know, when Brady finally clicks and these guys wake up, this team is going to be untouchable. I think the Cowgirls are the only team that's going to give us a problem to the Super Bowl. Thanks, guys.
Okay, if they come out of this with a 24-point win, we are talking about 16-0 come Monday morning.
Oh God, yeah,
yeah. That's what we're talking about.
So here we go again. The AFC sucks. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. Everybody stinks.
But why does the AFC have to suck? Can't they beat a good team like that?
Yeah.
No.
Is it possible they beat a good team like that?
No, the whole league sucks.
So it's not possible that they beat a good team
I look at them. Houston, and Kansas City as the good teams left. That's it.
The whole league sucks in that nobody can figure out how to compete with the Patriots.
Wow, we're into Thanksgiving pretty soon, huh?
That's what it means.
Yep.
That the Patriots are just far and away so much better than everybody else, which is usually the case, but that this year would just be another extreme example.
I normally don't get like that, but like a lot of Patriots fans get like that all the time. But when you beat a good team and then they automatically become a sucky team, like that pisses me off.
I think you're overreacting to what we're saying here. I wouldn't say that they're a bad team. They're still one of the better teams in the league. Mm. But they're a distant second like everybody else. We're saying, oh, old league sucks. Nobody can compete with the Patriots. That's what we're saying. Compared to the, they're not the Browns or the Jets or no, we're not putting them in that class.
I get the tomato can vibe when you when people say that. That's my
okay,
point.
Okay, no, leave that for Sean. Nope. But I don't think they're losing. I don't think they're winning by 24. Yeah. I just don't see it happening. I don't think that's happening on Sunday. So I don't think. Yeah, I don't have to worry. You have, think we have to worry about that, Jim? They were coming in here Monday to a 24-point win.
I doubt it. No,
I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I'd be shocked.
But I'm not going to say that the Ravens all of a sudden suck if they lose to the Patriots by 24. That's my point.
But if they have nothing, if you look at the Ravens, and if they,
I'd say you were ill prepared.
If they make you one dimensional, if they make you one dimensional, and coming off a bye, again another team coming off a bye, 2 weeks to get ready, and you don't have another layer to go to. Yeah, you could sit there and say, boy, this coaching staff stinks.
Yeah, you've got the coaching and talent to not lose by 24 right at home to the Patriots.
You better have plan A, B, C, and D ready to go if the Patriots stuff your ass.
That sounds
with eight guys around the line of scrimmage.
And under that scenario, that sounds suspiciously like, you know, if the Ravens had just scored a few more touchdowns, not turned the ball over and lost by 24, I think they would have been the better team. We don't want to go down that road. If they get beat by 24, I am going to be, I will be 100% out on the Ravens.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's Sunday night.
Don't say that about the Ravens.
It's Sunday night at home. You get pounded by any team.
Coming off
even the
bye.
Patriots coming off the bye. Yes, you deserve to lose the faith of people watching your team.
Derek is in Brookline. Derek.
Hey, good conversation. Derek. You guys have hit all the points. Beetle, I wanted to answer or try to answer your question about. I don't think you're going to be able to tell if they play poorly, if they get beaten badly, like if they get run on a lot. They haven't faced any quarterbacks this year. They have not been tested yet by a quarterback with an arm. So you just don't know what you have against that type of offense yet. They've been able to stack everybody up against the line, zero coverage, force quarterbacks who can't throw the ball in this league. We know they can't throw the ball, force them to throw the ball. And these teams are playing from behind. If this is an even game, I don't think the Patriots let me put it this way. Since week four, this is a stat I heard the other day or maybe this morning, they're 32nd in the league against the run. They're giving up 5.7 yards per carry. So you say you're going to take away the thing Baltimore does best, right? And that's obviously run the football with their quarterback. That's another thing about the Patriots. Against quarterbacks who are mobile, the QBR for those quarterbacks is about 25 points higher than it is against your standard dropback quarterback. So this team possesses the two things that are weaknesses for the Patriots that they haven't faced all year. They haven't faced a quarterback who could drop back and possibly throw that ball or throw it on the run. They haven't been faced with this yet. So I don't know if we're going to see if they play poorly or if they're just going to get beaten by a team that they can't match up against. I'll be quiet and hear what you guys have to say.
Well, I think we that's why we're going to watch. I mean, that's why you watch the games. We'll see. Could be a bad matchup. Could be a good team. Could be both of those things. Could be either one.
Could be something altogether different we've never even seen before. Could be caught.
I get what he's saying, though. Even in this matchup here, and that's why Zoe and I sort of made that distinction earlier. It's the toughest quarterback to game plan for, not necessarily the best quarterback, because they haven't faced a great passer yet.
And I just think that
Roethlisberger,
when you play something as unique as this, I don't think it's going to be like steady down the middle. This has a chance to go one of either two ways. He's going to break, and it's going to be something like, wow, you're going to come out of the game, wow, this guy's good, and we had trouble stopping him. Or you're going to be able to hog time and just make him look really, really, really bad. Like, I don't think there's going to be any middling coming out with him. He's either going to play great and blow doors, or he's going to regress. Because he's that dynamic. When you're able to bottle dynamic up, it doesn't look too good.
John in Southie says, Pats win big on Sunday. John.
Hey.
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 Calling into the game Sunday as a Patriots. I think Belichick is going to scam. There's a lot to it. Big things, big plans against the soft Lamar Jackson and the run, the pass, whatever he tries to do Sunday. I just think Belichick's too smart and the winning streak continues.
Okay. Kevin in the truck says Patriots are going to lose on Sunday. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, and it's not easy for me to say that because, you know, diehard Pats fan. But Patriots lose by at least 10 on Sunday. I think teams are catching on that we have absolutely no O-line. I think they're going to come at us hot and heavy. I think Brady's going to be on his ass quite a bit. And I think we're not going to be ready for, like the other caller said, that type of mobile quarterback. And unfortunately, I think we're going to, you know, see who we really are Sunday night. So Pats lose by 10.
Okay, Kevin. I think that part about the offensive line, that's the one thing I look at for this game that scares the hell out of me for this game. It does.
It scares me. Running the ball or passing?
I'm less afraid of the running the ball. I'm more afraid of throwing the football.
Because they don't rush the passer well. The Ravens. This isn't the same old Ravens.
No,
defense.
This is not. It's not the same Ravens. They don't have Mosley. They don't have Suggs.
You don't have to be that
good at
rushing the passer to get by who the Patriots have on the line.
I think Phil had the stats, but we can ask him when he comes in. I think they've been pretty good pass protecting this year.
Do they have defensive linemen?
they're awesome against the run.
I just think
all I remember is the Redskins got pressure rushing three.
The Patriots, I mean, but when you say am I worried, like the Patriots haven't been good at run blocking all year. They haven't. So that's not an unknown. That I assume that will be the case Sunday. They won't be able to run the ball well. That's gonna be taken away. So it really comes down to, can you throw the football?
I think they've had to blitz to get to the quarterback is what I've heard this week from all the experts and all the Baltimore people. They've had
that's
to
not good.
What's going to stop them from doing that, though? And that's
Brady
exactly what the caller
the
said.
Yeah, hit one.
They're coming hot and heavy. So you got to cover Edelman. You got to cover Sanu.
Yeah.
You got to cover two guys.
So he's distracted. He's studying for his headlines.
You got to cover two guys. What are you going to do? So if you can cover two guys, you can get after the quarterback.
Yep.
You okay?
Yep.
So nervous. You guys are so nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I'm nervous.
I just don't want to screw it up.
I don't want to mess it up.
I'm not distracted
by it. I'm already so good at this,
it.
I don't want to mess it up. I'm excited for it. I'm not distracted by it. Like, hey, it's like, you know, like it's Christmas morning's coming. You know? You wait and wait. And you know what time it is. Like, okay. But just like, wham, it's here.
Oh, boy. Dana's in East Boston.
Hey, Dana.
Hey, Zo. Hey, Beetle. Hey. I remember last year. I think Ravens were in the playoffs. What day was the year before? Was it last year?
No.
The what?
Ravens lost to the Chargers. Chargers beat them up pretty good.
I'm watching this game, and I'm watching Lamar. He was terrible.
He was terrible, but he came on in the end.
Not good in that game.
Yeah, but he couldn't. They kept him in the pocket.
He looked awful.
Complete a pass. He looked terrible. I was thinking, wow, this guy is got to have a rough career the way he's playing.
That's pretty. But real quick to your point, I mean, it's a pretty good front. I know they did something different where they brought an extra guy down in the box, and they had two really good ends. I mean, you got Ingram and you got Bosa. That's pretty good. Coming off
the
edge.
He was so frustrated in that game, though, yeah. Wasn't he? He was so frustrated. He couldn't complete a pass.
They put him in a tough spot, though, too. He's a different guy now. I think they figured things out, helped him this offseason, and got an offense he could deal with.
We'll see. They're going to stop the run, and they're going to make him throw it from the pocket. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Well, he's been doing it this year. He's been doing it. He's been a lot better this year than he was in that playoff game. Okay. Yesterday we put a caller. We potted a caller up to take his call, Mark in Medford, and we heard some music, and it sounded like Gordon Lightfoot's
Sundown, sure did,
which led to Zoe singing a bunch of random lyrics to the tune of Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown,
and requesting that we do a right. Sundown headlines today.
Yeah,
which we
are going to do right now.
We'll now do.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go.
You ready?
Hey.
You don't, you're going to lead us off.
I think so.
You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to Quincy Jones this thing. You ready? Here we go.
Well, the Niners beat the Cardinals last night by 3. Thanks to some pound passes thrown by Jimmy G. He threw 4 touchdowns 4 times in the game. 2-4 different receivers don't have time for their names.
Yeah.
Ready, Zo?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, the Knicks play the Celtics at the Garden tonight. Tanner might be playing if he's feeling all right. Game time at 7:30. The call from Cedric Maxwell and the Sean Brandon. It felt good. One more time. Try to the last one. Ready?
Headlines are brought to you by the 99. Visit one today or you can order online. 99, you'll get a great meal. 99 restaurants, always the real deal.
kind of nailed it.
Yeah, sort of.
Nah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand. It's time to read.
Raspberries, apples.
And react.
How long does it take you to go to sleep?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Put them on a glass.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right into Read and React we go. Howdy! Yeah. Let's go.
How's it taking you to go to sleep?
You were going to read and react? Yeah?
Read. React.
The Bengals made a quarterback change this week. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Ryan Finley will be the starter. He gets the job over Andy Dalton.
Hey, guys. I'm going to be over here sitting on the bench in case you need me for anything, all right?
Yeah, we have Dalton's reaction to being benched.
Awesome.
It's not how you thought the birthday was going to go.
His birthday? They benched him on his birthday?
Grown-ass man. Talking about how his birthday didn't go the way that he wanted it to.
It ruined my birthday.
Jackass.
Another one of these jackasses that expects everybody to look on Facebook as a grown man.
October 29th.
Like Tom Brady. Let's sing happy birthday to a 42-year-old man.
Ooh.
Do you think he said to his coach when he informed him that he was getting benched?
Though, but it's my birthday.
Coach, it's my birthday.
But I turned 32 today. Can I please be a starter 32. For one more week?
But it's an unfortunate situation. You know, I don't agree with it. But Jack's making the decisions, and so I'm going to do my part. I'm here. I'm going to help Ryan out the best I can.
Yeah, you sound ready to do that. Eager.
Birthday boy.
Eager to help.
Happy birthday.
I thought maybe I'd get an ice cream cake and some balloons.
Like I said earlier in the week, if you're the Bears, why don't you make a trade for them?
Not anymore.
Yeah. I thought maybe a couple of friends over the house, maybe play some video games, eat some pizza. Instead, I get benched.
Oh, the Ravens.
Stupid bird.
React.
There you go. Redskins.
What is that from?
But 2 years ago.
That's an old one.
Yeah, it must be. Redskins tackle Trent Williams ended his holdout this week. He talked to reporters yesterday about a cancer scare. See, he had a growth on his scalp that the team didn't take seriously.
Trent, you said 6 years ago?
Roughly. Five and a half. Ooh.
And then when did
Coach Shanahan last year?
And so then it just, what happened? 6 years?
You know, I guess somebody took the time to actually realize, I mean, and try to see what was really going on there. And football was more important. And, I mean, to me, it was more important, too. I was told it was something minor, so I didn't really question it. But, I mean, the lump continued to grow over the years. And, I mean, it was concerning, but it was no pain involved. And, you know, if I'm being told by the very people who, you know, I put my career in the hands of, they tell them, you know, I'm fine, I'm fine. You know, that's how I looked at it.
Could you stop playing ping pong while he's talking about cancer, please?
Oh, God. Like, is he standing next to the ping pong table while doing his interview?
No, he's sitting in his locker. That's how close the ping pong table is.
So this cancerous growth, or pre-cancerous growth, as I think it's been described as well, was on his head for 6 years, and the team doctors kept telling him it was nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's why the NFL has announced an independent review of it, I believe. I got an email from the league about that.
Okay, so he passed his physical, though. I'm sure they looked at that, right?
Yeah, that's
no, he didn't pass his physical.
Oh, he didn't?
He couldn't put his helmet on.
Couldn't put his helmet on.
Oh, I thought he passed his physical, went out and said it's not working.
Big lump.
But this has been known because this was part of his issue as to why he didn't want to come back.
Right.
That it wasn't about money, that it was his disagreement about his medical.
Right.
well, passing your physical, if you're passing your physical from a doctor who says you're okay, and your issue is the doctor is clearing me just so I can play, and it's a team doctor, well, what does it matter that he passed his physical? His claim is that the doctor is full of crap.
Well, so I had cancer and... hold on, let me get this for you. Hold on. Okay, here. There you go. That's yours. Now, I just... He said that he thought football was more important, too. To me, that's the important part of this.
Football was more important. And, I mean, to me, it was more important, too. I was told it was something minor, so I didn't really question it.
But you got to look. I mean, the doctors have to sometimes step in and say, I know you want to keep playing, but, you know, I got to have this looked at.
Right.
I don't know. All right, moving on.
Three.
Brito takes a snap. Ball falls down.
React.
Ball falls down. Bears play the Eagles.
Would the ball fall up ever?
Bears play the Eagles on Sunday. Matt Nagy said his team drew inspiration from the Nationals after their World Series.
What a pud.
I don't know.
Good luck,
we
Chicago.
We talked about it in depth this morning. And I had a PowerPoint that we talked about. And
You tool bag had a PowerPoint because Jim Stouch one day told you, you know what? In front of a room, to hold a room, make sure you get your pointer out and your pledge pin, and you're going to hold a PowerPoint presentation a baseball team.
Do you think PowerPoint means you have a pointer and a screen?
Yeah, PowerPoint.
No.
Presentation.
No, that's not what a PowerPoint is.
What are you talking?
So doesn't know what PowerPoint is.
I watch The Office.
And it's not a laser pointer or a physical pointer.
No, but it's a computer. It's on a screen.
All right.
And then you can point out certain things with your point laser.
No. First, we hit start in the lower left to start the PowerPoint.
You haven't done any of this, have you, Michael? I am
Ryan, I tried.
And I had a PowerPoint that we talked about and showed, and we saw the interviews that the players talked about. We saw the interview that their manager talked about. And that's exactly how ironic in our situation. How amazing is that, that people that stick together, people that get tighter through adversity, people that never quit, people that say, so what, now what, all that stuff, right? But then they do it. And that's what they did. They did it. So how do you not show that to your guys?
Eagles by 20. This guy's dead meat.
Is it ironic or coincidental?
This man took time out of his day to not study the Eagles, but to listen to interviews post-game of a baseball team that was dead in water in July.
They
listen to how they wrap. I'm sure Mitchell Trubisky took so much out of this. There's your problem.
Yeah, I mean, Trubisky, Scherzer, Trubisky, Strasburg, same guy.
Yeah. Same thing. Same thing. Same makeup, same guts.
12.6 receptions per play.
React.
Because he's a world-class juggler. Jaguars play the Texans in London Sunday morning.
Oh, nice.
Jacksonville head coach Doug Marrone. Nice. Yeah. Talked about...
What time is it at? Is it an early one again?
9:30.
All right.
Yeah. Nice.
He's talking about Doug Marrone here. Or Doug Marrone is talking about Dwayne Smoot, who is vegan. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something.
The Wally Smoot tariff?
I'm a meat guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to figure out those commercials with, you know, like, it's not meat, it is meat. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm...
The Impossible Whopper.
Yeah, I'm so confused. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like that stuff. I mean, I was just looking at the New York Times just put a bad review on Peter Luger's Steakhouse. That was a little disappointing. You read? See? Oof. I don't know. I like to make my own steak, so.
We haven't done this yet.
What? What have we not done?
We haven't tried the new meatless Whopper that everybody says. And I've talked to friends and said it tastes exactly like the Whopper. I want to try it.
I read that.
How's Burger King not come in and given us taste tests yet?
I read that review of Peter Luger's Steakhouse yesterday.
Really?
And it was bad?
What did it say?
Scathing.
What did it say?
It's nothing like it used to be 25 years ago.
Have they just sort of, you know, let their standards slip because they just live on their name?
Yes. You go in there now and everybody's rude, and they used to be kind of like
cash only
a little bit. Now it's like, now they take debit cards.
Oh, do they?
But still, it's cash or debit card, no credit card. And like, you know, the steaks were unevenly cooked and the croutons looked like they came out of a bag, and that the potato dishes were, you know, just not very good. And that, and there's like 2,000 comments on this New York Times article, and the ones that I said that saw all said the same thing. You're like, yep, pains me to say it.
I still buy
it's
the steak sauce.
It's an institution, but no, I don't go there anymore.
I still buy the steak sauce. And it's chilled. Oh, you have to buy it chilled in the dairy department.
They get after the steak sauce too. Everything. Like,
they crush it.
They do.
So the question about the Whopper, though,
yes,
is does the Whopper taste exactly the same because it's the Whopper and there's so many like onions and sauce,
yes,
and all that other stuff?
Yes.
If you had like a regular meatless cheeseburger versus a normal cheeseburger, would
send
you
me a turnout. Get three of them. Let's go.
Because I think it's all the stuff that's on a Whopper
I'll
that makes it taste the same.
Burger King.
There's one down. On
Beetle would know.
There's one down on Columbia from here.
Oh, Beetle's
going back toward Rossi.
There's one in Quincy.
It'll take him an hour to get there and back.
Yeah, sorry.
If he's lucky,
been for a year.
Why can't a punter kick and why can't a kicker punt?
So you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
Oh, that's. Yeah. It gets better every time. It really does. I mean, every time it gets better.
Wow.
I almost interrupted it. Sorry. I was going to say, we've been here for over a year. I still don't know where anything is around here. Like you said, where's the closest Burger King? No idea.
There is nothing around
no
here.
No idea.
We're sort of in no man's land.
That's the point.
You got Lambert's. Yeah, they got Lumber Liquidators. I got...
Everything from the highway to here and here to the highway. Yes, I know where that stuff is.
You got the Sullivan's.
Yeah, but that's...
That's a little bit of a drive.
Still
that's
a little bit of a drive.
It's not a chip
there.
Shot. Takes you a while to get there. And then you're screwed once you leave. Traffic. Nothing's easier. Star Market's great. Great Star Market.
Why don't you run over there? Get us something for lunch.
Intern.
Let's go.
Go talk to him.
You and your stupid tie.
All right.
Okay. Phil Perry will join us coming up at noon. We'll talk plenty more about Ravens Patriots this weekend. He's got some thoughts about how the Patriots offense will evolve with the addition of Mohamed Sanu and also N'Keal Harry coming back into the mix. We'll get to him at noontime today. RJ Bell at 1 o'clock. We'll get more of your calls coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
Fire you, intern. Fire you.
Hey, you work in, and now you're working your way out.
Unreal.
Oh, amazing. Give Lambert's a plug, and he just hangs up on them.
Unreal.
That's a salad bar around.
Yeah, like, you hung up on them. Where you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Oh, what was that? Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, let's go to your phones. Dave's in Fall River. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
I got three keys to the game. Chase Winovich, keeping an eye on the quarterback.
Too
at all
slow.
Times. We got Watson, keeping an eye on Brady. You're going to see a lot of him taking short blocks. And then you got Brandon Bolden on the backfield. Watch for the wheel route. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I think Bolden could be a key in this game.
Wheel route.
Yeah, you get the ball downside to 10. I put Bolden in a game. Seriously. Give it to Sony between the 20s. Put Bolden in down and tight. Let him hammer it up in there. Watson off the edge. Yeah, I think if Ben Watson's in the game, he's in as a blocker. And he incorporates Sanu. But I think Winovich way too slow. Way too slow to mirror and go after Lamar Jackson. So, I mean, he'll get in there. Yeah, it's sort of that controlled, you know, gap. It's gap responsibility this week, man. Two gap and everything. Whew. Hit and do your job. I would not take Winovich and have him spy Lamar. Mm-mm.
Jake in the car. Oh, Jake.
That'd be bad.
Hey, guys. What's going on, boys?
Hey.
What's up, Zub?
What's up, man?
I feel like this week will be the week that the Patriots are kicking themselves for letting go of Bennett, having him chasing Lamar Jackson all around that backfield.
He'd be slow too.
I don't think so. No. Nope. Nope. I don't think they're going to miss Michael Bennett at all.
How'd they do without him the other
day? I think they're going to miss
two games. How'd that Monday night game go? Yeah. They're pretty good without Bennett.
Not worried about Michael Bennett not being here at all. Nope. Played in garbage time. That's a good call today. They haven't used him. Yeah. And I don't think his skill set is particularly great for chasing around young athletic quarterbacks. No, I don't think that's
the
guy you want. No, I don't think that's who he is. Greg is in the van. Greg.
Hi. I just wanted to bring up something. Listening to Tony Romo last week, how he was saying how Tom Brady is just so experienced at winning the game. He brought it up a few times, and he's so right. He's throwing the ball out of bounds. He's not taking sacks. He's not fumbling the ball. And he just wins. And experience is second to none.
Yep, Tom Brady's played for a long time in experience and winning.
TV producer Josh. By the way, he got the number.
He did.
We're good.
Oh, great.
That boy.
What about TV?
Josh, he just said, he just realized, after all week, there's a Raven right in front of Beetle every day this week.
Oh, my God!
Every day, dude.
I didn't notice that either.
The Raven's right here with me.
It's the poet of the Raven.
How do we know it's a, I mean, it could be a crow, couldn't it?
We're calling it
a Raven.
It doesn't look like a crow.
Raven lurking. The, Raven.
It's got that
dark
long
bird.
It's got the long Raven beak to it, Artie. See the beak?
Looketh upon the Raven.
I'm looking at Google images of the common Raven right now.
Yeah.
Also known as a Northern
it's
Raven.
It's a long beak.
As I'm sure we all know.
It's got a long beak.
It is looks like a raven. Rapping at me vulture. Chamber door.
I have a vulture in front of me. The pick a carcass. That's for Jones, though. There, take that pumpkin down. Everybody get offended.
It's not Halloween anymore.
Right. There we go.
It's so good, though.
Be careful.
Why'd you take it down? Because it's not Halloween?
Those colored pumpkins are not.
Why does the frog have a ball gag?
For Felger. That's Felger the toad. Remember when Felger had
the
ball gag?
Uh-huh.
Off-air show?
Mm-hmm. He kind of got excited about that. Took his shirt off. It was weird.
He's a little too willing.
A little too willing, right, Hardy?
You know, Edgar Allan Poe was born in Boston.
Was he?
Big cokehead. He loved blow.
Did he?
Oh,
that right?
It. Loved it.
No kidding.
Oh, love the booger sugar.
No kidding.
Yeah, you look at old like etchings of Edgar Allan Poe. His nostrils look like the rim of a margarita glass.
You serious?
Just caked in there all the time. I'm going to write a poem about a bird. Yeah, loved it. It's good. No, Tom, I'm not calling him Edgar Allan Blow. As much as you want me to. No.
Oh, boy, T-Bone.
Edgar Allan Blow.
Goodbye, George. Goodbye. Goodbye. George.
Nostrils that were what?
Hello,
what
George.
What did you call them? Martini glasses?
Rims of a martini glass.
Margarita
rims
glass.
Of a margarita glass.
Yeah. Margarita. Oh, my God.
Sorry, like the sugar hit.
Look at the old videos of Edgar Allan Poe, man. He was like constantly grinding
videos?
His teeth and just chain smoking.
I don't know about videos there, boss. Just, but
yeah, they're on YouTube.
Noontime hours here. Phil Perry, get in here. We need you. Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston next. No commercial.
You know what?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.